All right, so enough of what doesn't work. Let's talk about what does work. And we'll take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. They are lining up, so we'll get to them here shortly. But let's talk about what you can do. And if you missed the beginning of this hour, we're joined by David Burns, Green ID, Rosie on the House, Certified Energy Auditor. And he's offering a $50 Visa gift card, which basically what that does is it cuts your $99 energy audit in half.
Yep. And our phone number is 602-926-1650. We have Christine at the office this morning taking calls, and she can book your home energy audit.
One more time, 602?
926.
1650. All right. What does work?
Okay. So a couple things a homeowner can do themselves. Best practices would be just leave the bedroom doors open so air can circulate out of the room back to the return. And that circulation of air is critical for the system to be balanced and work right.
But I never use that room.
Yeah.
Or, so I'll just close it.
That's right. Or you're like me and you have a teenage daughter that that likes her privacy. So even if you don't use the room.
You have metal bars on that window.
I wish, no. even if you don't use the room, the air is still going into the room every time the air conditioner heater comes on, and it needs to circulate back to the return to get that full volume of air. And when you shut the door, it's like putting a damper on that register where you don't get all that circulation of air back to the return, makes the unit work harder. And that's when things start overamping and failing.
So keep your doors open.
Yep. Yeah. Same thing with the registers. Ideally, if a homeowner, they have like a hot room, maybe they'll try to close a register to push more air to that hot room. And it's going to back up the air in the ductwork and make the unit work harder again. So it's not ideal to close the registers either.
Okay. Leave well enough alone is all I'm hearing.
Yeah. Next one, we got keep your filters clean. So ideally, we like the throwaway cheap filters that need to be changed. If a homeowner doesn't change their filters regularly, then it's going to clog the unit. It's going to make that return work harder to suck air past a dirty filter.
And that's why we like the cheap disposable ones, because the ones that you're just supposed to clean and that last forever ultimately choke the unit. So you're doing the same thing. But
yeah, yeah. And there is an alternative. It's called a 4-inch HEPA filter. Honeywell makes them. And it's instead of a 1-inch thick filter, it's 4 inches deep. And the pleats have a lot of surface area, so it doesn't make the unit work harder. But you get a good filtration from the filter compared to a 30-day throwaway.
And how long does that HEPA last?
I change mine about twice a year, so about 4 to 6 months.
Most systems aren't built to take one, so that would have to be a retrofit application.
Yes, yeah. If a homeowner looks in the return air can where you change your filter, you need at least 4 inches of depth in that return air can for it to take the filter. Otherwise, it needs to be retrofitted.
Okay. You've also got, if someone has a pool.
Yes. Just check the settings on the pool timer. A lot of homeowners are good about changing the settings in the winter and the summer. You don't need that pool to run as much in the wintertime. And I would challenge you to even set it back even further because that pool pump is going to be your second or third biggest energy user in the house. So any time you could cut from over-circulating the pool or running that pool pump is going to help save on your energy bills.
Thermostat settings?
Yes. So we, I know you guys promote the super cooling of the house, and I like that strategy. We've had customers that have had success with it. So while you're away, you know, turn that thermostat up. And with today's thermostats, like the Nest thermostat or the Wi-Fi thermostats, you can do that from your phone. You do want to make sure your home is well insulated and the ducts are sealed so it keeps that conditioned air in the home. But super cooling the house off-peak hours is going to help you save on your energy bill too.
Very good. David Burns of Green ID, thanks for joining us. We're going to hit bottom of the hour news and get caught up on news, traffic, and weather. When we get back, Mike's first on the line in Mesa, wants to talk about venting into his laundry room. We'll find out more right after this. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.